And we are either famous for what society wants us to become, or mature true representation of it, but don't be wanted. And in the end, the most segregated and segregating multiculturalism will only survive until it is economically profitable. And slavery in the end is most unnatural, as unnatural is the size of power of those who requires slave. And the more we go forward, the more we have to prepare our way backward. And the more solidarity is institutionalized, the more it will desert human hearts, and vice versa. And what is socially accepted as cleaning can be naturally defined as poisoning. And only spiritually we can really enrich ourselves through monotony, and thus be fully sustainable. And in need to fulfill our animal instincts, we narrow. In need to fulfill our spiritual ones, we broaden up. Communities learn to be nations because of the evil they experience from other nations. And humans have been always able to lead to much greater disasters than the paranoia leading them. And power keeps order in their houses by making chaos elsewhere. And only with genius we can use our disgrace as an actual force to spin. And it is not the display of our strength, but our exposure to the inner and outer nature that makes up our strength. And we may all be conservative if we all had the commodities to be so. And policies are characterized by openings that are not truly open, and closures that are in fact total closures. And we may only comply with hyper-regulation only to be able to be fully deregulated thereafter. And humiliations in the end only come in relation to our expectations. And in a fully commodified humanity, real work only becomes volunteer work. And being invisible at last could be only a luxury for those who are already high up in the power structure. And in every irrational response, a level of truth can be extrapolated. And natural genius is always about inventing strategies to replicate oneself. And there are either those that accelerate time or those that decelerated, but very few that go with time. And our role is to open a human path in the complete opposite direction of the road imposed by the empire. And socialism in the end has created a lot of beehives leaving almost no space for blossoming meadows. And capitalism results into a luxury hotel in which one is forced to gamble. And death in the end is like the Joker in the card game of human lives. And as human beings, we can decide, yet as human beings with the machines, we are always complied to use them. And in the end, the biggest gift we can give is the love for our nature. And the most beautiful realization is perhaps the discovery that what we thought as inorganic is organic and vice versa. And we shall look for the products of our subconscious and thus not enforce any mental regimes but keep them in the back of our heads. And either we are light and vulnerable but can fly, or heavy and secure, but everything in between is chicken. And in all their effort to be inclusive, institutions will never able to include life in all its spontaneity. And no matter if one find ways to moderate idleness, humans always find ways to waste natural resources. And hands-on is the skill that is most needed, yet the one that is the least sought after. And it is the artificial algorithm that wants more and more from us, and this is why we shall devise the counter-human algorithm. And what society doesn't take into account is that the human culture it tries to control ferments. And only if others are willing to open up to our misery, we don't take it on them. And the more we grow, the more we know what we want, and the less possibilities we have to realize it. And having to deal with the lack of resources when they suddenly come, genius is revealed. And in a natural setting, nothing goes to waste, while in a most civilized setting, everything goes to waste, but it is not visible. And conformism is the peak of human stagnation that only a new creative mind can boost with life. And when a new culture becomes a redundancy of the old, it is time for a sudden break. And in the end, the biggest challenge for enslaving frameworks is the manifestation of our autonomy. And it is not the quantity or the quality of what we consume, but the greediness we adopt to do so that determines everything. And society is so focused in questions relating to their self-preservation that any spiritual achievement of the single is seen as a threat. And what is truly most dishonorable is wasting so much time seeking honor, pretending to be for social causes. And intelligent is the creature who lifts his head up from the oppressive instinct of self-nourishment. And we can only have trust in the future as a repetition of the cycles occurred in the past. And the best healing of all is to be left in peace, taking care of our nature. And the main power of the poet is to be completely careless about his material commodities. And while building the wheel of a rock, we shall maintain the playfulness of a child. And naturally, if things start going very well in one place, they start to go bad in another, and we shall not be surprised about it. And what is worth to be communicated is struggle, especially if self-determined. And in nature we ought to make a point that only seen from a different perspective result into the line of life. And the time of complete correctness is always followed by an intense and total mischief. It is right because people choose to cultivate their inner talent that hate governs them. And right in the infrastructure of subsidizing moralism, we find the cause of what they point finger at. And we may be a one tree, but our roots spread out in many different directions. And holy is what has withstand time, and this is what we shall embody. And all we need is life, and too much poverty or too much richness always come to kill it.